This is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, and it's my privilege to welcome you to this Lord's Day broadcast. I'm so happy you have decided to share a portion of your worship experience with us today, and I promise you won't be disappointed because we have some beautiful music from one of our musical albums, Favorites from the 50s, and we are continuing with our Sunday-only series, Law versus Grace, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. But right now, let's hear It's Not an Easy Road, and then the message.
It's not an easy road we are traveling to heaven, for many are the thorns on the way. It's not an easy road, but the Savior is with us. His presence gives us joy every day. No, no, it's not an easy road. No, no, it's not an easy road. But Jesus walks with me and brightens the journey and lightens every heavy load. It's not an easy road. There are trials and troubles, and many are the dangers we meet. But Jesus guards and keeps so that nothing can harm us and smooths the rugged path for our feet. No, no, it's not an easy road. No, no, it's not an easy road. But Jesus walks with me and brightens the journey and lightens every heavy load.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Have your Bibles open at Romans chapter 5, and after I pray, we'll continue our study, Law and Grace. Now, for several broadcasts, we've been comparing the law of the law of Moses, that is, God gave. Well, John says the law came by Moses, grace and truth by Jesus Christ. So we're comparing the law of Moses, the law that God gave by Moses, with the grace of God that came down by means of the life, the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll continue after I pray. Lead us, guide us, direct us, O God. In Jesus' name, may thy will be done. May some soul be born again. For Christ's sake, amen. I'll not review today because it takes time, and I realize that many of you do not hear every broadcast, and occasionally I do give scriptures that I've used on previous broadcasts, but I won't do that today. Now, the law brought judgment. The law never saved anyone, beloved. The law judged. The law brought judgment, and the grace of God brings justification. Now, I'll read scripture in Romans 5, and then we'll read another passage in a moment. Verse 15, this is Romans 5:15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. I want you to watch this closely. Listen to every word as I read it, and I hope you have your Bible open, and look at every word, and listen to every word. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. And you say, Brother Green, I should not be condemned for what Adam did. Through the disobedience of Adam, sin and condemnation and judgment came upon all men. Now, you say I should not be judged for what Adam did. You won't. You won't be judged for what Adam did, or Eve, or anyone else. You will be judged for your own sin if you fail to believe on Jesus and be saved and justified by the grace of God. You will not be judged for Adam's sin. But the fact, the Bible fact remains that through the disobedience of our father Adam, sin and death and judgment and condemnation moved upon all men through one. Much more, the gift of God came by one man. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense, now this is verse 17, Romans 5, 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, Adam sinned, and God said, the day you eat that fruit, you die. And he did. He did not die physically that day, but he died spiritually that very moment. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. I hope and pray that I can get across to you on this broadcast that everything we have, everything we ever hope to have in the spiritual life and in eternity is by means of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Not anything you've done, but what you have believed and what you have received. Now, we will be rewarded for our stewardship. But I'm talking about life eternal. I'm talking about a home in heaven. I'm talking about holiness and righteousness. All these are by means of his finished work. And if Jesus had refused to come into the world and lay his life down, you could never be saved. I could have never been saved. No man could have ever been saved if Jesus had said, Father, I will not go. I'm not going, Father. If Jesus had said that, you and I would be destined to burn in hell. But by the obedience of one, grace and life. Now here's the verse I've been leading up to, verse 18. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Now let me tell you something, beloved. The grace of God takes care of the innocent. I'm talking about little babies that die at birth and in their early life. I mean before they reach that age. And no man can set a year or a month or a day. You can't say a baby knows at 5 or 4 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. Some people think a child cannot be saved until it's 12 because Jesus went to the temple when he was 12. That has nothing to do with a child being saved. Jesus went there because of the customs of Israel. Now, that has nothing to do with your child being saved by God's grace. Some children reach the age of accountability at a very early age, and others later, depending on the training in the home and the environment around them, that is, where they are reared. Now, if a baby dies, that baby does not burn in hell. No, sir. Don't ever let anybody tell you that, because the grace of God takes care of the innocent. But when a person reaches that age, whatever that age is, that he or she knows that God loved them and Jesus died for them and they need a Savior, and they've done wrong and they've sinned, they must be born again. They're under judgment and condemnation, and that can be removed and lifted only by the grace of God. So now listen very carefully. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Beloved, I want you to listen very, very carefully to what I'm going to say. No man except Jesus ever lived righteously. Let me make it this way. Let me make the statement like this. There has never been but one righteous man born righteous, lived righteous, died righteous, never knew unrighteousness. And that man was Jesus. And the only way that you can be made righteous and the only way that I can be made righteous is in Jesus. And that's the only righteousness that God honors and that God will accept. So by one man, the offense and judgment came upon all men. There is no difference. But hallelujah, by one man, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Jesus never sinned. He never did anything except right. He lived righteously. He never committed one unrighteous act. He never spoke one word that was not right and righteous. And the only way that you and I can stand before God, He is made unto us righteousness. And that's the only way we'll ever see God in peace. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Did you get this now? Watch it. I want you to watch this very carefully. By one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. You don't become a sinner. You're born a sinner. Born in sin, shapen in iniquity. You do not gradually become a sinner. You're born a sinner. I repeat, the grace of God takes care of the innocent. But all men since Adam are born sinners. Now, here, watch this. For by one man's disobedience, men makes it. Here, listen now. So, by the obedience of one, now that's Jesus, he obeyed God Almighty, his Father, in every minute detail of everything that ever came upon him to do, say, live, be, die, whatever, it didn't matter. He said, I have done exactly what my Father told me to do. I do always all things that please my Father. No man except Jesus Christ, the Son of God, could ever make that statement. He made it, and it was true, and it is true. Now, by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Made righteous. You do not become righteous gradually, my friend. You do not attain righteousness by doing good. You do not attain righteousness by joining the church. You do not attain righteousness by living, giving, doing, or not doing. You are made, M-A-D-E, made righteous. Righteousness is imputed. You cannot attain righteousness through anything that you do or live or give. Righteousness becomes yours by the grace of God. When you believe on Jesus and trust Him as your personal Savior, you say, Father, I believe Jesus died for me. I receive Him. I trust Him. I accept Him as my Savior. Then God Almighty makes, that is, God creates within you a new man, a righteous man. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. For where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, I beg you to hear me carefully listen very carefully, and then I'm going to read another passage about justification. I've been reading about judgment. Dearly beloved, if you hear God Almighty say, well done, enter thou the joys of thy Lord. If you hear God say, this is my child, it'll be because you received the Lord Jesus by faith. And that's the only reason. In other words, there is absolutely no way for you to escape the judgment of Almighty God except to receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. So the law brought judgment. But now listen to this. In Romans chapter 3 and verse 21, Romans 3:21. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. That is, the law and all the prophets take the stand and testify that the righteousness of God has been brought down and displayed without the law. That is, now the righteousness of God without the law. That is, Jesus was the righteousness of God wrapped up in flesh, a body of humiliation, a body just like yours, a body just like mine, except sin. He had a body of flesh, bones, and blood. His flesh and bones he received from the Virgin Mary. His blood from God Almighty. Read Acts 20 and verse 28, and you'll see that God Almighty purchased the church with God's own blood. And Jesus shed his blood and purchased God's church. So, Jesus was man, yet he was God. He was man, yet he was divine. So, he displayed the righteousness of God. He lived right. Everything he did, he never did anything wrong. He did right, and he was righteous. And his righteousness was witnessed by the law and the prophets. The law couldn't touch him, and the prophets could not touch him. He was the righteous one. Now, watch this. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. See, through one man, all are condemned. Through one man's disobedience, all are condemned. All are judged. All are sinners. But through the obedience of one, even Jesus Christ, then the grace of God, and all of God's goodness and mercy and holiness and righteousness becomes ours through the obedience of one man. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. What a verse. What a verse of Scripture. My, what a verse of Scripture. Being justified. Did you know to be justified means to stand before God Almighty as pure as Jesus? Did you know that? Talk to some Greek authority. I'm not a Greek authority. No, sir. Don't claim to be. I wouldn't be a hypocrite and have you think that I am a Greek authority. You talk to the greatest Greek scholar in the Christian, Christian school, you talk to the greatest Greek scholar on earth, and he'll tell you that justification means to be just as though you had never committed sin. And to be justified is to stand before God just as pure as Jesus, because you stand there in Jesus. In Jesus, that's the only way you can stand before God. You'd be consumed with his holiness apart from standing there in Jesus. Being justified freely, see, you can't buy this. You can't earn this. You can't attain this. Justification is free by his grace. And it occurs through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Not in the baptistry, not in good works, not in giving, living, doing, not doing, being, not being, but in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare God's righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded by what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. And yet today, in many churches, many ministers in the church, on the radio, on television, in books, in pamphlets, in tracts, on the street corners, many men tell you today that you must keep the commandments to go to heaven. The only way you can keep the commandments is in Jesus. He kept them. He's the only one that ever did. He fulfilled every jot and every tittle of the law. He's the only one that ever did. You can't, I can't, no man. By the deeds of the law, there shall be no flesh justified. That's Romans 3:20. By the deeds of the law, by the doing of the law, there shall be no flesh justified. You are justified by faith in the shed blood and the finished work of the Lamb of God. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Now, does that mean that God has done away with his law? No. Does that mean that the law has lost its power? No. That means that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Romans 10:4. You see, the law condemns. The law judges. The law brings judgment. But hallelujah, Jesus brings justification. To be justified in Jesus is to stand before God just as pure as Jesus is pure. And that's the only way you can stand there. Nothing can enter God's house, God's home, God's heaven, God's world. Nothing can enter that celestial city that is impure or unrighteous. If you're in Christ, you're saved and you're safe. If you're not in Christ, you're lost. Father, in the name of Jesus, for his sake, honor, and glory, convict deeply church members and religionists who are religious and they belong to a church, but they've never been saved by God's grace. Save many for Jesus' sake. He's worthy. In his name, amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again, and before we close today, I want to give you another opportunity to take advantage of our gift offer A. Now, this is the third and final week that I will tell you about offer A. I will not offer it again after this week, but of course you may order it for several weeks to come, but if you cannot order today, I urge you to write down the information so that you can order it later. Now, Gift Offer A contains 5 books by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green, containing a lot of sermons, a lot of information, and a lot of good Bible preaching. And it's available to you in return for your donation to the ministry in the amount of $10 or more. Now, if you can send $15, $20, $25, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, I hope that you will do so. But if you can send a donation of at least $10 and ask for offer A, I'm going to send you first a book entitled Miracles by Dr. Green. It's a hardback book. In fact, all 5 of our books are hardback books. Miracles is 166 pages long and contains 3 great sermons around miracles. Then we have a book entitled Timely Messages, Our Salvation and Christian Life. It's 187 pages long, containing 5 sermons. Also, Selected Sermons, 147 pages long, 7 sermons in this book. Then the book entitled 7 Voices, 280 pages long. Finally, we have 3 Men. Now I would like to read a portion of the foreword of this book by Dr. Green. There is but one salvation. There is but one salvation story, one plan of salvation as designed and provided by God in His grace, love, and mercy. The sermons in this volume present our great salvation from an illustrative viewpoint, from a practical viewpoint, from a moral viewpoint, and from the viewpoint of those who offer many and varied excuses for rejecting God's beloved Son. A great introduction to this book. The sermons are 3 men who witnessed and walked away from Calvary, 3 deadly powerful evils, 3 super highways that lead to hell, and a farm, a cow, and a wife. So, to get all 5 of these books by Dr. Green, just ask for offer A and send your gift of at least $10. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.